Rishon Dalet Sif Aleph. This is a halacha which is really negiah to Shehiyah from before Shabbos. For all those that are in the Beshel Shehiyah Chazara Atmana Chazara. We saw this machlekes between Chananya and the Rabbanan as to when is it mutter to be mashe a kedera on top of the kira. That means to leave a pot that's cooking on the fire from before Shabbos to on Shabbos. According to the Rabbanan, dafka, if it's fully cooked and it's going to, as it stays on the fire, it's going to be with stomach viralai, that's when you're allowed to leave it on an open fire without covering it over. According to Chananya, even if it's cooked just kamecha ben yusai, that's enough. One third or half cooked, l'chatchila one third, but the evid certainly half, you can be mekel, says Mishnah Berurah, then you're able to leave the food on top of the half, b'di'evet, shasat chak, certainly b'di'evet, says Mishnah Berurah, a third cooked, you can make like Chananya. Now, there is another kula, which is mentioned here in Sun Reish Nun Dalet, that is a heter, even if it's not considered, even if it's not a vashu kol tzarkai, according to the Chachamim, or not Michael ben Yosef, according to Chananya. And that is when you have a case where it's toch batit. You closed off the oven with, you sealed it. You sealed the cover of the oven. That the only way to get it off is to chip away at the cement, at the plaster which is around it, closing it. In that case, it's mutter, even if it's not Michael ben Yosef, the food that's cooking inside. Now, it's a big machlokes rishonim as to exactly why it's mutter. Different shittas brought down, as the Bir Halacha says over here. Shittas Rashi, and this is how the way that there are Ramah paskins, is because by the time you're going to chip away at the plaster to open the thing up, it's not like chitoy, like we mentioned in the past. Maybe we didn't. Certainly in Chabura of Reish Nun Gimel we did. That chitoy is a reflex action. It's something which just happens, in other words, since you have the fire there, so you just stoke the coals. We're not really choishish. You're going to go ahead and add, take more firewood and stick it inside. It's the existing firewood. You might fan, you might stoke those coals, which is problematic. However, as long as it's not, you have no ability to do a reflex action. Because you covered it over in a way that by the time you chip away at it, you're going to remember that it's Shabbos. So you're not going to come to, we're not choishish, the guy's going to stop be Machal Shabbos. He's going to go and start cooking. It's only in a case where it's a reflex, it's an easy action, then we're going to be choishish. But if it's hard, then we're not choishish. Therefore, there are malfaskins of this Gemara, that's in Chesno and Beis, that anything which is cooking inside the oven and is totally covered over, cemented over, then there's no problem of chashash chitoy. Because by the time you're going to be able to do milchata, then you're going to be able to remember that it's Shabbos. Now the question is, how do we have the practical application of this halacha in the 21st century? So there's lechur three simple ways. The question is, if all three ways apply. The Chazon Ish says, if you lock your oven, perfect. Now they actually have ovens nowadays that you could set the timer, and there's no way to change it unless you neutralize whatever you did. I don't know exactly how you have to do. You have to change the setting of the oven by pressing buttons and other types of things. I don't even know if you could exactly. Once you set it, then you could change it. It's very complicated to change it. It's not so simple. Then yeah, so it's not. It's you have to do a whole thing to be able to. Then that might be the simplest way. Once you can't change the heat, bichlal, then there's no chashash whatsoever that you're going to be mechaten. You always have to worry about if it's going to change the heat when you open and close the oven while it's working. That is a stomach chashash that you have to worry about, if, as long as getting out of that issue. Now there's three simple other ways. That was the first way. That was more like the Chazon Ish blocking it. But then there's three simple ways that you can have it covered over. One, you take a piece of tape and you cover over the knob. So by the time you're going to go ahead, you can't turn the knob unless you take off the piece of tape. By the time you go ahead and take off the piece of tape, then you're going to remember that Shabbos. That's one case. Another case is you have a blech. They have two types of blech. They have a blech which just covers over, is a flat piece of metal which covers over the gas range. And they have one that's like an L. And that it comes down above the, on top of the knobs, which lechatchila, you should have that even for the gas range, you should have that, not just to cover the fire, also the knobs. And then there's a third possibility of taking off the knobs. A lot of people, their ovens, you could just pull off the knob. In such a case, there, by the time you have to be able to get it back on, you have to be able to change the setting, then you have to do one of two things. You could either have to get the knob and put it back on, or you have to take out pliers and turn the piece of metal which is sticking out without the knob. Now, if you look at Aruch HaShabbos, Aruch HaShabbos says that in a case where you put a piece of tape on top of it, that would be considered tachbatit. Even though lechor that would be the simplest one to get off of, that's more deima, I think, to the case of tachbatit, because you're covering it over with the type of cement, you know, the type of glue. Therefore, some is tachbatit. In a case where you take off the knobs, there, the Heintiger place to Machleik is going to get to this. He brings down from Zalman, it's the Stafuk with Kosher Lachria, the Shemir Levi's make of a Shat Tzadchak. It could be that over there because you don't really have to do anything. You just have to put the knob back on. If you don't have the knob, Besider, then the Chari, that would be considered Tachbatit. Because there, the only way for you to turn is with pliers, which I know some of them had that. You already lost a few knobs. So, some people, he had an issue. He was able to take off other knobs and stick it back on to the first place. He had three knobs for six different things. So to take it off and stick it on to a different one, maybe that wouldn't be considered tachbatit. But if you don't have the knob at all, you can't take it off the other ones. That's tachbatit. The last case that we mentioned is the case where you have the blech, which comes down. There, actually, the Aruch HaShabbos also wants to be mekel. That would be considered, unless it's easy to get to it. A lot of times you could just go right, you stick your hands right underneath it. It doesn't totally cover the whole thing, or even if it does, you can stick your hand underneath it, or it's easy to pick it up. But if it's hard to pick it up, the only way to pick it up is if you take off your chalon pot from on top of the thing, and then you'll be able to pick up the blech, and then turn it. That would be already considered tachbatit, and that would have the heter that is no problem of chitui at all, even if it's not my home in your side. We're talking about if it's inside the oven.